Hallelujah and good morning. We continue to learn about the walk. Sweet to get to see the different dimension of the walk. We have already discovered the place of personal commitment or contribution to the walk in a community. We have seen the contribution of the Holy Spirit in that. And all the leaders, we have seen even how the enemy keep coming to stop it. And we look at it again in chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians. And lastly, we were encouraged to walk in wisdom in this dark world, being guided by the Holy Spirit. We are told not to be drunk with wine, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can keep on singing songs and Psalms, and we keep on encouraging each other as we see the day come. Now, we get to see the walk as a couple, a new couple walking by the power of the Holy Spirit. How does a couple, how does a family, how does a spouse, man and a wife, husband and wife, walk in this walk? We now want to continue looking at four examples of how to walk being guided by the Holy Spirit. Four examples. The first example we need to look at it right now, it will be how a couple walk together, guided by the Spirit of God. And one of the key things that we're highlighting here is to walk in submission. Walk in submission. That's the key thing, walk in submission. Then we are going to look at how parents and children walk in submission to each other, guided by the Holy Spirit. Then we are going to see how the father and the sons and the daughters walk in submission to each other, guided by the Holy Spirit. And then finally, we'll be able to look at it, how masters and slaves in the place of work, and also mentor and mentees. Now, this is what we are going to look at when in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, from verses 20 all the way to chapter 6. But this particular time, this session, let's look at how the couple walk together in this path. Let's agree how they can walk in the path of grace and light as a new couple, with the power of the Holy Spirit in order to inherit the kingdom of God. And Paul is emphasizing on the relationship of each one of them, the role of each one of them. Look at what he says. He starts by saying, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Now, I want you to see that every time we talk about submission in a family, in the spouses, what comes to mind is that the wife must submit. The problem with that kind of interpretation is that we start reading from verses 22, which says, wife, submit yourself to your own husband as to the Lord. Now, when you start reading from verses 22, you miss the essence, you miss the context of what Paul was saying. Paul started with verses 21, where he says, submit to one another. So who is one another? That's the examples I've just given you there in my introduction. One another is even children and parents, is fathers and sons, is workers and their bosses. But here, we're submitting to one another. How does a wife submit to the husband? Let's look at it. And then we are going to look at how does a husband submit to the wife. Jesus, you discover that the death of Jesus on the cross was the highest submission to us. How did he submit to us? Is it the weak person who submits? No, submission is not for the weak. Submission is close to what we talk about, power of the meekness, is where you submit yourself, is what we call power under control. You are able not to, if you want not to, submit. But it is you who choose to submit, because that's what the Spirit of God is directing us. So let's look at this kind of spirit-led ministry or walk. It says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Then he says how wives ought to submit. Wife, submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord. Exactly the way you submit to the Lord, submit to the wife, to the not to the husband. But why? In out of reverence for Christ. That is the key thing. Out of reverence for Christ. Then he says, for your husband or the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. His example, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submit to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. That is very critical, that the wife are given an example of submission, just the way the church submit to Jesus Christ. Is that possible? It is possible, because we're doing it out of the reverence for Christ. Let's see how the wife respect, submit. Husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, we submit to the husband submit to the wife by loving her. Loving her just the way Christ loved the church. This is not easy, but it is possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. He says that, wives are supposed to love their husbands are supposed to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a redeemed church without strain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hates their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother to be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and this church. However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. So Paul looks at this episode about how the wife and husband, they can walk in new form of a relationship. And this is walking in submission. Husband, wife submit to their husband through deep respect. Wife ought to respect their husband. Respect means they are going to honor them, they're going to hear them, they're going to allow to them to be guided and to be directed and to be modeled by the husband. And the husband is supposed to submit to the wife by loving the wife just as Christ loved the church and gave up himself, cleansing her, supposed to feed her, supposed to protect her, supposed to encourage her in this work, and supposed to cultivate her, cultivate the gifts in her, and all the other things that the church is doing, Christ is doing to the church. That is the new work that the Lord wants us to walk. And this is through the power of the Holy Spirit. So as Paul was looking at this, he made sure that he brought in not only the individual work by the power of the Holy Spirit, but also how we walk in the path of darkness. But now we are looking at how the new couples ought to walk in this path. And remember, it's in evil days. It is in darkness. So we are supposed to be an example. So when a couple walks with the biblical principles, with submission, they become a testimony to the world. They become a message to the world. So God is, as he talk about
the submission of wife and husband. He says, I'm talking, it's a mystery I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the church, how the church submit to Christ and how Christ submit to the church. In other words, when we walk in submission to one another, we are doing this and we become a testimony. We become an example. The world can be able to see an example. God help us, those of us who are married, to be a testimony as we walk in this dark world in submission, so that the power of God will be upon us and we'll be able to inherit the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.